Here's the fourth point about rules. Take the time to evaluate your rules and discover, are they empowering or disempowering you as a human being? This is a theme I've talked with you about constantly throughout our time together today, but I want to make it absolutely clear what I mean. When I ask you, are you successful? If you don't feel successful, the first question you should ask yourself is why? What are my rules for success, and are they appropriate? Are they empowering me in my life? For example, some people's definition of success is they never make a mistake. That's a totally disempowering rule. It guarantees that you're never going to feel successful long term. It'd be important for you to be aware of that, to see that that rule creates pain, and to sit down and say, what's a better way to measure whether I'm successful or not? What are other disempowering rules people can have? Remember again, what is a rule? A rule is a set of criteria, things that you have to see, hear, or do in order to feel like you're intelligent, you're successful, you're loved, etc. You know what some people have to have happen in order for them to feel they're intelligent? They have to feel like they always have the right answer the moment it's needed. Gosh, if I thought that, I'd be pretty stressed out of my mind. I forget what I'm supposed to do all the time, don't you? But I don't question whether I'm intelligent based on that. Some people, in order to feel confident, have to know what's going to happen before it occurs. Well, there's no way you can ever do that long term. Maybe you get lucky once in a while, but life changes. Things occur. You can't be prepared for everything. See, my rule in that area is, in order for me to feel confident, I just have to remember something. Whatever comes up, I can deal with it. And you can do the same. Just by changing a belief, by changing a rule, we can start to feel confident immediately. Some people, in order to feel like they're competent, have to feel like they've done something over and over and over again, and every time they've done it, they've been perfect. Well, gosh, can you imagine? You probably never feel competent. Because I'm sure there's a time when you've done something and you didn't do it perfectly. We're human beings, and yet this person will never have that sense of confidence that comes from feeling competent. With a set of rules like this, a set of beliefs like this, you wouldn't want to begin things. You wouldn't want to start something new because, of course, you wouldn't feel competent at it. You'd feel inferior. And when you feel inferior, you don't behave very effectively. You certainly wouldn't be perfect. And, of course, all you would link to that situation is pain. My view of competence is different. My rule says if I've ever done anything like this and pulled it off, then I'm competent probably in this as well. I just need to do it once or twice. So that makes me more empowered. It causes me to really go for it. Again, we want to develop rules that cause us to take action, that cause us to feel the experiences of joy, that cause us to follow through, not ones that stop us. I'll tell you a classic example of one that destroys people in relationships. When you look at somebody and they're not in a personal relationship and they say they want to be in one, man-woman relationship, let's say. Why aren't they in a relationship? The answer is really simple. They have rules that make it difficult to stay in relationship. There was a woman in a date with Destiny recently, and she was an extremely attractive woman, and there were several gentlemen in the audience that were trying to get her attention, and it became very obvious that she totally turned men off around her, and yet she said she wanted to be in a relationship. Well, I found out why. Her rules were simply this. For her to feel attractive, what had to happen was you had to pursue her constantly, and she had to reject you. And even though she rejected you, you had to keep coming back for more. You had to keep being attracted to her, trying to break down her walls. If you kept working at it like that, that made her feel incredibly attracted to you, like you were a powerful man. But you know what's interesting? She also had a rule that said, if you did that for more than a month, she lost her attraction to you. So guess what happens? Very few men, first of all, would take her rejection and keep on going. The few that did and kept on going, she'd feel attracted to for a while, but at the period of about a month, if they kept pursuing her, she lost her feelings of attraction. And if they stopped pursuing her, she lost her feelings of attraction. So basically, she didn't stay attracted to any man for more than a month. How's that for a set of disempowering rules? So again, you need to analyze what your rules are. Just ask yourself the question, what does it take in order for me to feel like I'm successful? What does it take in order for me to feel intelligent, for me to feel like I'm loved? What does it take for me to be attracted to another person? And then ask yourself, are these rules appropriate? I have a question for you, by the way. Is it possible that you could be having a great experience and feel lousy about it just based on your rules? Is it possible, for example, you could be helping other people, making a difference, and not feel it? Sure, because you could have such stringent rules about how you had to do something perfectly that you wouldn't get the joy from it. So realize the power that occurs when we make a shift in our rules. When you find your rules are disempowering, change them. And all it takes to change them is to make some new decisions about how to define success, love, respect, or any other aspect of your life.